This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate opening shows with stories and reports such as this, but I think the world was kind of shocked when they heard how a cousin murdered his younger cousin, raped her, and this is a family. This is family, and it kind of freaks you out. Especially for those of us with families where there's, you know, tons of nieces and nephews and cousins running around the place. And, you know, people go, why? Everybody wants to know the signs. You know, how did this get missed? So for those of you that haven't heard this horrific, tragic story, a 14-year-old boy, 14, has been charged with rape and murder of a Wisconsin girl named Lily Peters, who is his cousin. Now, Daily Mail is saying that his father is a convicted pedophile. So maybe there's some genetic mental illness. Adam Berger, 37 years old, spent 3 years in jail after being caught with a stash of pornographic images of prepubescent girls on his phone. Just disgusting. I have no idea why. I can't explain medically why somebody would be attracted to a child. They're just, unless it's that domineering, that control, that feeling like they could empower, I don't know. It's disgusting. Berger's son, though, now is facing possible life sentence. Carson Peters Berger, 14 years old, after being charged with 3 counts over Lily's death. First degree intentional homicide, first degree sexual assault, and first degree sexual assault of a child. According to charging documents for the dad, I don't even want to bring up the pornographic images. They were just really, really bad and disgusting. But the son, I mean, now, you know, is being charged with, I can't even imagine. I guess the Lily was on her way home from school, and I guess that's what happened. Hold on, let me see if I can get the exact details on this. It was, let me see here. By the way, 14 years old, he was in the 8th grade. He wasn't in high school, so he was kind of an older 8th grader, but still. It was along a wooded trail in Chippewa Falls. This happened on Monday, where she was found. This was hours after her dad called police to say she hadn't returned home from a visit to her aunt's house. Her bike was abandoned and found on the trail, less than a mile from the relative's home. Then on Tuesday, we found out a juvenile was arrested, and then later we found out it was the cousin. And the boy admitted that he punched the victim in the stomach, knocked her to the ground, strangled her, hit her with a stick, strangled her to the point of death, and then sexually assaulted her. This is a boy. This is a 14-year-old boy. How he could kill, you know, assault, rape, all that. You know, and, you know, you look at the pictures of the kid. You know, you see this, you know, cute little boy when he was younger. And he's a murderer. And he's a rapist. And of his cousin. I can't even put into words how messed up this is. So, you know, what are the signs? Well, parents, one, need to be very, very active in their kids' lives and their artwork and their texts or their diaries or their, and I know we talked about this a while back. A child needs their privacy. They do. When a child is dressing, they need their privacy. when a child wants to, you know, write something in their journal and you know, they had a bad day and they want to talk to somebody about it or a counselor, you know, I get that. But once you see something that is odd, like a picture of a decapitated bird or sexualized pictures, or teachers say, look, there's something going on with this child. And teachers are very, very good at going, you know what, something's just odd. Something's not right. Now, everybody has to be very, very careful because sometimes children on the spectrum might stand out from children not on the spectrum. But in terms of teachers saying, look, you know, he seems to be staring at other girls, or he seems to be trying to look under their dress, or he seems to, or she seems to be touching other people more. Or, you know, these are behaviors that most teachers, a good teacher, will alert the parents to. And then parents need to talk to that child. If they can't get anything out of the child, bring the child to their physician or a counselor. But like Adam Lanza, how did the mom of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooter not know that her son was a murderer? The kid murders his mom and then shoots a bunch of kids at school. I mean, all these kids that end up, you know, going to school and becoming shooters, there's no sign. Look at what happened with that one school in Michigan. I mean, the child had a gun. The child, the parents were alerted. The teachers alerted him, but I guess nobody checked the backpack. Then he goes and shoots kids at the school. I think we assume that the next murderer or rapist is a grown-up. And we don't realize that these grown-ups are kids at one point. And they could be very troubled kids. And sometimes these kids may not act until they're grown-ups. And sometimes these kids may act as their kids. And the average parent is like, well, not my baby. Not my baby. My baby wouldn't do that. And they are in such denial. And you as a family member need to realize that, you know, it is on you. If your child does something, it just sadly ends up happening where the dad was, you know, a convict when it came to, you know, a sexual crime. So, you know, maybe they, I don't know, you know, just completely in the clouds with that one. But, you know, if you have a nephew or niece or you have a family member and you're just not completely trusting of them, don't be like, oh, I don't want to insult the family, get the family mad at me. If you think they can harm one of the other children, you need to speak out and get that child evaluated. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are being told that this war in Ukraine and Russia could last years. And we haven't even seen the brunt of the destruction. We've seen a lot of destruction and we've seen a lot of genocide, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And in terms of how it affects America and how it affects, you know, in terms of our food, our medications, our, you know, it will. And we've been a little bit isolated and insulated just because of our distance, but it's coming. And it's frustrating because we, you know, we're doing our thing. Where Russia decides to expand, commit horrific crimes, and as much as we're trying not to get involved with the world conflict, you have to. I mean, you can't just let another country kill people. In fact, that's what the UN's job is supposed to do. The UN, from what I understand, has come to Kyiv. Apparently, one of the, one of the secretaries, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, did visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba today. I thought the reason why the UN was organized was to prevent any more Holocaust, any more, world wars or countries trying to decimate other countries. And, at least they're in Kyiv talking to Volodymyr Zelensky. Just here we are in our third month and what's going on. NATO Chief, North Atlantic Treaty Organization Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said today that the alliance is ready to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion in a war that can drag on and last for months and years. NATO said we will continue to put maximum pressure on Russia President Vladimir Putin to end the war by imposing sanctions, by providing economic support, but also military support to Ukraine, and we need to be prepared for the long term. Stoltenberg said that NATO allies are preparing to help Kyiv in advance with an old Soviet-era equipment to more modern standardized weapons and systems. U.S., as well as some European countries like the Netherlands and France, have announced they're going to supply Ukraine with howitzers, long-range weapons, to help defend itself against Russia. Germany is going to supply anti-aircraft tanks to Ukraine, they have been facing criticism because they have been slow to provide military equipment. I'm not sure if it's because of their dealings with Russia with their fuel or what else is going on, but Germany is on our side, so they better act like it. With the U.S., we are looking at a $33 billion package. It includes $20.4 billion for military and security assistance, $8.5 billion in economic assistance for the Ukrainian government and people, and $3 billion allocated for additional humanitarian assistance, food security funding, targeted funding to address economic disruptions. I think it's fantastic that we are helping Ukraine, at least in this capacity. I just don't know where all these billions of dollars is coming from. I'm glad we could do it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if our taxes as a whole go higher because we're going to help pay for this. But then you hear things like, well, why don't we just wipe out the $1.6 trillion in student loan debt? I mean, but don't you need that money to help? And mind you, I love students. I love my students. I would love nothing more than them not to have the burden of their debt. But I don't think anybody's really explained to us where all this money is coming from. $33 billion, supplemental funding. And again, Ukraine is the only thing standing between Russia and World War III right now. As long as China, stays put, North Korea stays put, Taliban in Afghanistan don't decide to if Ukraine continues to hold Russia off, they are basically saving the world from World War III. They deserve all the help they could get, even more, because we've got to get those people out of there that are trapped and that are being killed and slaughtered. But somebody does need to talk about the, economics, and we're giving a lot of money to the UN. What is the UN doing? I mean, isn't this the UN's job? I don't want America to go in there with boots on the ground. I don't want, us losing soldiers. But our job in this world post-World War II is to not allow any more Holocausts. So I'm frustrated by that. The aid from Congress, we aren't sure if it's going to get passed before their Memorial Day weekend recess. We're being told that a rail bridge destroyed in Russian-occupied southern part of Ukraine. This was a very important bridge. The Russians that have been occupied by the Russians, it has been destroyed. Not exactly sure, what would be the what would then result of that. Russia needs it to be able to connect Crimea, which is already occupied, with Melitopol, which is currently being held by the Russians. The Mariupol steel plant, that originally Putin was saying they were not going to attack, and people are holding out and living there, is now suffering airstrikes, according to Ukrainian officials. Anything Russia says, you have to turn around and go, well, this is BS. The Ukrainian official in Mariupol has told CNN that the last holdout of Ukrainian forces in Mariupol has been hit by the heaviest Russian airstrikes yet. They say the plant was hit last night with the strongest strike so far, massive airstrike using 7 Tu-22 M3 aircrafts. Then there were 50 more airstrikes. Now, again, the fact that the steel mill is still holding up means this is a fantastically built steel mill. In fact, it is designed to protect people from shellings, from nuclear fallout. But sadly, Putin said he wants to starve these people out. Well, apparently he's getting impatient, which is another sign of that from a psychological standpoint. You know, he said, we're not going to waste firepower. We're not going to waste Russian lives. We'll just starve them out. Well, apparently he's impatient. And this is where we get really nervous about Russia and their choices, whether it's going to be nuclear war or not. They get impatient. And they don't feel like their war is moving fast enough because Ukraine has been able to hold them off. God bless Ukraine. So they might turn to other more severe tactics. Now, some of Russia's biggest gas customers in Europe might actually give in and pay them rubles because they need gas. Gas distributors in Germany and Austria told CNN Business that they were working on ways to accept a Russian ultimatum that final payments for gas be made in rubles. As you remember, Bulgaria and Poland have now been cut off from fuel. This fuel crisis is going to lead to other crises and other economic crises within Europe. And so I think some countries are trying to work with Russia. Well, I mean, it's like working with the Nazis, which is why, like I said, I mean, maybe it might come to, you know, somebody going in and attacking Russia. And I said, you know, look, I don't want us going into World War III, but if this is going to be lasting years, you know, in terms of dealing with Russia and all the turmoil, it might just be quicker to end it. I mean, just, you know, cut off the snake's head before it could prolong this. I mean, it'll sadly, but then that could obviously spark, you know, nuclear attacks. Finland and Sweden say will be welcomed into NATO with open arms, will be able to join rapidly if they ask for membership. So that is one of the most positive promises. From what I understand, Finland and Sweden want to apply. They, if there has been any hesitation, it's because Russia has moved weapons and threatened them with nuclear assault if they do. Again, Finland and Sweden also have to be supportive of joining in any fight that happens in any other country. Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, you know, Greece. So if there is any issues of Estonia, they have to, you know, obviously answer the call. I think it is a smart idea for them to go. I know Russia has threatened them, but why is Russia threatening them? If this was just about Ukraine, it's because he wants to expand and pick off probably all the NATO countries if he can. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is requesting another $33 billion from Congress in the latest package for Ukraine. In an address to the nation about Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the president assures the United States isn't looking for a fight with Russia.
We're not attacking Russia. We're helping Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression. And just as Putin chose to launch this brutal invasion, he could make the choice to end this brutal invasion. Russia is the aggressor. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Russia is the aggressor, and the world must and will hold Russia accountable.
Congressional Democrats say they are making moves on lowering gas prices. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his party say they're preparing legislation to address the pain at the pump. Schumer also, without proof, accusing oil companies of profiteering and manipulating the oil markets. USA Radio News. As inflation soars to record highs, older Americans are facing an unprecedented cost of living crisis. Seniors on fixed incomes are being squeezed by high prices and being forced to turn to local food assistance programs.
I do not have the money to buy what I need.
Mary Padula tells Fox News she retired 4 years ago and never thought she'd see herself going to a food bank to make ends meet. She has advice for other people out there in her situation.
Because there's so many people going the same way that you are. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed.
Someone finally won the Powerball jackpot. A ticket sold in the Phoenix, Arizona suburb of Gilbert matched all six numbers right last night to win the $473 million jackpot. The jackpot now resets to $20 million ahead of the next drawing on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doc Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Les asks, why would anybody be against a prescription drug pricing reform? Won't that be good all around? So prescription drug pricing, we talked a little bit about that. There's some proposed legislation where the government would negotiate prescription drug prices for some treatments covered under Medicare. That could then help bring costs down. This is something that has been bipartisan. I believe Trump had worked to make insulin cheaper. Now, I believe the Democrats' Build Back Better legislative package also has wanted to deal with prescription drug prices. So this is something that I think there is bipartisan support. Sadly, whenever we make progress in something, or we aim to do something, we don't realize that there's going to be some unintended consequences. So what is happening now? Well, based on AARP, if consumer prices rose as much as prescription drug prices have risen, a gallon of gas would be about $12.20 today. So they're not wrong. Medications have gotten so damn expensive. It is not funny. And we don't really have a lot of control over that. Why? Because we have a system that involves insurance companies. We also have the Affordable Care Act. And so the changes that have happened, rather than it being supply and demand, you know, is insurance companies are going to want to pay as little as possible for things. They're going to force it on the consumer with their deductible. The deductible is going to be, or the patient is going to be like, well, I need help. The government will help those that qualify by paying the insurance company more money. Well, then pharmaceutical companies are like, okay, well, you know, are we getting paid for these drugs? Well, the insurance companies are like, well, nah, we're going to just pay the bare minimum. If you don't like it, lump it. Drug companies are going to have to take it. If the patient has deductibles or high costs out of pocket, they're getting it. The patient may have to pay $40 per prescription. I don't know if you guys have noticed, some of your prescription costs have gone up. So where does that money go? And it seems to me that because there's all these middlemen, it would be so much easier if we could just go to the store, buy the medicine we want, and then leave. But instead, we have to pay insurance. Insurance has deductible. Then, you know, insurance gets reimbursed from the government, and it's a mess. Generic drugs are cheaper because other companies can now make the drug once the patent expires from the pharmaceutical company that made them. Generic companies are cheaper, which is why on most of your insurances, you can get the generic. You bring up a brand name, they're like, nope, you have to do the generic. Well, that's been going on for years. That's nothing new. But pharmaceutical companies are losing money. They're losing money on new drugs. And if these insurance companies don't purchase the new drugs, or if these insurance companies won't cover it, then they don't make sales on those new drugs. If they don't make sales on those new drugs, they're not going to make new drugs. So we have incentives being lost. We have mismanaged money. We have money going from the consumer to the insurance company to the, people charging the government more, the government's reimbursing more, and we're really having a lot of lost revenue. The government is huge. So if they tell a pharmaceutical company, look, you know, Medicare is going to expand, maybe Medicare for all, which means you might want to get on board and take our price. It will work in the short term of lowering the prices of certain drugs. But if a company doesn't feel like they're making their money back, they're not going to make the drug, or they're going to try to find other ways to make their money. And any sort of loophole not covered is going to be, what's the word for it? Exposed and then taken advantage of. So, you know, I love the idea of seniors not having to pay that much for drugs. But these prices have been going up because government will pay it. If government says, look, we're not going to pay it, that could then control the prices. So I think in the short run, it's going to be great. But the problem is the choices of drugs are going to lessen. Insurance companies are going to be like, look, I can't negotiate anymore on these other drugs. You could get these for super cheap. That's probably how it'll happen. What will happen is insurance companies or these pharmaceutical companies will be like, look, we're going to give you this, but we can't budge on this. So, you know, a government being able to negotiate prescription prices could be very advantageous for prices. But then You have, well, now you have Medicare or government competing with private companies. They can't. They can't compete with private. Private companies can't compete with the government. So if a private insurance company can't get the prices that Medicare can, then what happens when they're, because what's going to happen is if Medicare squeezes the pharmaceutical companies are going to take it out of where they can get it, such as those who have private insurance. What do you think those with private insurance are going to say? I want Medicare too. Then they vote for Medicare for all. And then if they vote for Medicare for all, we have Medicare for all. Well, I mean, they might not vote for it, but if their elected representatives go, this is what my constituents want, they'll say, what? If we have Medicare for all, that I do not think is going to be the best health insurance. I think we're going to have a lot of problems. So, you know, the reason why we have drug pricing issues is not only because of all the money mismanagement and all that, but it's also because we want to live. Whereas my relatives would die in their 60s, we want to live. We don't want cancer. I had a cousin who died of cancer in the 1950s as a child. Thank God we now have ways to fight cancer. We want our family members to live at all costs. And so we are spoiled, which I support us being spoiled. But we have now we have an aging population. We have 360 million Americans plus more people coming in who are going to, depending on the state they live in, qualify for government-run health care. And we have more people living longer. So we're able to fight the diabetes. We're able to fight the cholesterol. We're able to fight the cancer. We're able to fight the blood pressure better. I'm a fan of that, but again, the question comes up, where's the money coming from? So our demand is going to then cause the supply to weaken. And that supply might become more diluted. And I get nervous about that. And I've seen some people on like 80 milligrams of a cholesterol medication, whereas some of the newer ones, we could get away with 10 or 20 milligrams. But if insurance won't pay for those newer ones, they only pay for the older ones, I can't tell you how frustrated I was with that. I'm like, I think it's bothering your liver. I don't like this. I see your liver enzymes going up. I've got to get you on a medication where you don't have to take such a high dose. So hopefully we are going to be able to get get some relief, especially for our seniors, because like I say, Medicare is one of the biggest health insurers. They could manage, have more control of that. But I think we are going to see some consequences later down the line. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahh.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's kind of fascinating what has been transpiring. I love that we have made progress on being more inclusive of people in terms of, you know, how they want to identify, in terms of their sexual orientation. But as we try to make progress, we sometimes kind of go back a few steps. And what some employers have been speaking out about is how they think some people are faking it to get the job. Sorry. And so we are starting to get into a situation here where if you are a white male, you will, as we've seen with some of these job offers and these ads out saying, you know, men don't need to apply. We're looking for women. We're looking for non-binary. We're looking for transgender. And so there's this concern that some people have employees that they feel lied so they could get the job. And are we forcing society because of these rules where, you know, sorry, your gender matters, your race matters, where people are going to lie so that they could still work? It's an interesting topic. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one employer spoke to me saying he thinks an employee lied about it, so they got the job. And you know, not that there's quotas, but companies now have to prove they're diversified. And so on applications, now they say you don't have to answer, but most applications now ask if you identify as white, Latino, African American, you know, Pacific Islander. They give choices, and then they also ask if you identify as male, female, non-binary. And so even though you're not forced to fill that out, many people are noticing they're getting passed over for the jobs. And when they see headline after headline going, you know, they're only hiring women, they're only hiring women, then, and I've heard people say, well, why don't I just say I identify as a woman? Why don't I just say I identify as, you know, somebody from another country? That's how I identify. Are you going to argue with it? So what ends up then, and the potential is there, and it sounds like it's already happening, is for people to be able to get a job and not get discriminated against because of their gender or their race. They are identifying as a certain gender or race, so they get the job. Now, the employer, and I actually spoke to another employer who was worried about what is their liability if they have a fake non-binary employee. How do you get them to prove it? You don't. Okay, you cannot. You see what a mess this is? You cannot ask somebody to prove that they're transgender or they're non-binary or they're gender fluid. You can't do that. That's against their civil rights. So if somebody puts on their application that they identify as female, and they dress the way they want to. Just because somebody identifies as female doesn't mean they wear a dress. They could still wear pants, shirt and tie. They could be a male at birth. They could be heterosexual. They could have identified as male, changed their mind before the job, still dress as male, and you could be in some trouble if you try to question that. Because if they say, look, I don't identify as male or female. Now, somebody can say, well, that's a big stretch. That's a big stretch. Not entirely. Remember I told you guys that when I was little, I wanted to be my dad. I thought boys had it way easier, way cooler. And I'm a little girl. I see my mom, who has boobies, and can't run as fast as my dad. And I'm like, well, I don't want boobies slowing me down. I love the fact that you could stand and pee. Whereas if we were on a road trip, it took an act of God to find a bathroom, but a guy could just stand out there and pee, and I'm like, I want that. I want to be able to be that. And, you know, well, ended up being a woman, and staying a woman, and I'm glad I did. You know, I had babies, you know, fell in love with an amazing husband and all that. But do I actually run around and tell everybody that I'm a girl? Do I actually feel like I'm a girl, feel like I'm a woman? I mean, I hang out with guys all the time, right? I like what guys do. Remember, we're not even supposed to stereotype. So, you know, what if I had felt like, you know what, I identify more with men than I do with women? Am I allowed to put that on an application? You know, a lot of people, you know, once they get middle age, you know, and they start getting, you know, upper lip hair and, you know, their boobies are drooping and all that, they don't really feel that girly anymore. Can a lot of women go, to heck with that? Uh-uh. Same thing. Can a lot of men go, look, you know, I've got to support my family. I don't have to be male. But I'm female. Can I get the job? So what could end up happening is people lie. They get the job. Whether they dress a certain way or not, the employer can't get all up in their business about that. And then those who are really trying to get the job, being gender fluid or non-binary, can't because somebody else identified. You know, they say there are more and more, there's a huge spike in people identifying as non-binary. And when I first heard that, I was like, these are people that really don't want to be labeled male or female. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're transgender. It means they don't want to be labeled male or female. They feel that having that label can hurt them, doesn't represent them. But we have a lot of men out there that feel like them being a male puts them at a disadvantage when job offers say right there, you know, we're looking for females or transgender females. So what's to stop somebody from going, yep, that's me? Yeah, well, are you going through hormone replacement? They can't ask you that. You know, so, I mean, I don't know if there are spelled out laws, and if any of you are, you know, adept at transgender law, but employers are worried that if somebody they think lied about being non-binary, are they then in trouble, and do they have to investigate? And I think what solves the problem is not hiring based on somebody's identification of gender. Yeah, you see, we went from, with all our laws and the ACLU, you cannot discriminate against race, gender, creed. And now there's job postings that just say, look, we are only going to hire a woman. We're only going to hire, you know, a transgender. So now it's forcing people to, I guess, re-identify. I do believe we have a lot of people that have never liked being labeled male or female. I mean, and I hate to say this, guys. I hate to say it. But I can't stand where I have to use a women's room. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to go to the men's room. And if it's as easy as me saying, no, I don't identify as a girl anymore. Let me use the men's room. Let me use that's where we're going. And maybe, you know, some people think it's a great thing. Other people are concerned. But I think we're starting to get away from male, female. And if more of the population says, I don't want to identify as male and female because I feel like I'm going to be discriminated against, then we, you know, you don't know if you know, trying to be there from a job opportunity standpoint starts to make that harder. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.